Welcome back to In Depth for a second and final interview. I'm still your host, Ian Sorensen. In the studio for the first time, Nikki Avera with the Center for Adaptive Writing. Nikki, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
It is a pleasure. And tell me about it. Center for Adaptive Writing. What are you guys all about?
So we are a local nonprofit, and our mission is to empower people with all abilities through unique horsemanship and writing programs. So we serve primarily people with a range of disabilities from autism, Down syndrome, ADD, learning disabilities, and so we do therapeutic horseback riding.
That's really cool. So how did you yourself get involved in not only in the organization, but just horseback riding in general?
So I grew up with horses. My family had ranches and I fell in love with it. And I kind of a fluke thing found an internship at Marvin Bacolo School doing the therapeutic riding. And I knew it was my dream to do that.
Oh, very cool. So did you kind of kickstart this thing?
No. So this program started in a backyard in 2007.
Oh, okay.
And so we've been at Horseman's Park since 2015, and I just got involved a year ago with them.
So. Oh, beautiful. So Horseman's Park, where is that?
That is off of Skyline and Pioneer.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. So what is that kind of place all about as far as, can people just go out there and?
So we lease it. It's a city property that we lease. And so we have a couple arenas there and a sensory trail. We have a clubhouse that has like a full kitchen and everything.
Nice. That's awesome. Yeah. So Center for Adaptive Writing started in 2007, you said?
Correct, yeah.
Oh, very cool. So how many people do you have working there?
So it is just me, one staff member. So
Okay.
Kind of crazy. we are actually primarily volunteer run. So I have about 40 volunteers.
Wow.
That number kind of fluctuates with time, but so I'm very grateful for volunteers or else I couldn't do what I do.
Right on. So what volunteers do you have? I mean, of every stripe?
Yeah. So I have high school to retired, and I have people who have no experience with horses, and some have a ton. Some have no experience with people with disabilities, and some, you know, maybe have a sibling who has a disability in a range. And so it's really cool to watch these unique perspectives that they all bring into the center and help. And they help with horses or they help in the lessons. That's a big one that I have.
Okay.
Getting the horses ready.
Oh, I got you. So yeah. What kinds of horses or even how many do you kind of work with?
So we do care lease a lot of the times, or horses are donated to our program.
Okay.
So we currently have 4 horses and then 1 mini horse. So like 4.5.
Oh, 4.5. Okay. So you get a little pony, like
yeah.
a Shetland situation.
Yep. Yep. His name is Macho, and he thinks he's a big horse.
Of course he does. He's got that attitude.
He does, yeah.
Swaggering in there as you do. That's really beautiful.
Yeah.
So you said really any kinds of disabilities of all stripe, people can come in and take advantage of this.
I actually just piloted a program last year that I'm kind of working on, but actually with children who lost a parent. So that's kind of my goal for this year is to keep growing that. Is it just kind of fell in my lap and I got reached out to from my grandparent or someone, another parent, and was able to put the program together. And so even that is something we're working on.
Wow. So that's a really cool thing. I think that's something people might not think about when it comes to grief is like sometimes it's just nice to have a living, beautiful creature.
Exactly.
That you can give kind of energy to and passion to and love to.
The horses are phenomenal for everyone, no matter what the situation is. And they really just give back to all of our riders.
That's lovely. And where did you get these horses?
Kind of all over. One came from Oregon, actually.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Donated. And then people just reach out and maybe their horses are older and they're not using them anymore. People are moving out of the horse industry. And so we do a trial period where we make sure they're okay with our riders because some of them are unbalanced and some horses aren't comfortable with that.
Right. They can get a little skittish sometimes.
Yeah. And making sure, you know, we throw balls and toys and all this stuff. So they go through a trial period. And if they make it, then we take on that horse and we pay for all their care and feed and all of that.
Gotcha. Yeah. And that's what I was going to be my next question is I imagine the upkeep can get a little pricey, expensive.
It is. Yeah. Horses are not cheap. They are very expensive. You know, they eat a lot of hay and a lot of care. And we do have a couple older horses, senior guys, so they require a little bit more too. But honestly, what the horses give back to us is so priceless that it's worth it.
So what do these lessons, consist of?
Yes.
Are there different kinds, or how does it work?
We really individualize each lesson for the writer. So I'll Beautiful. Write a lesson plan for that writer, and they'll each have goals that we kind of work on. And each lesson, we do focus on riding skills, whether it's steering the horse or just a bunch of different things. And so we'll work on that, and then we get to have a little fun. There's a trail ride they can go on, and a sensory trail that we have where they can work on, like, fine motor skills or hand-eye coordination. And they're having fun, like, throwing a ball, and they don't really realize that they're working on these things.
Yeah, because you're having so much fun.
Exactly.
You're not thinking about that you're learning.
Yeah,
you're
and then they get the physical benefits, too. A lot of our riders are working on core strength or balance, and one of my favorite things that I learned in my internship in high school was that so a horse, when they walk, their gait mimics our walking gait. So when a rider who maybe doesn't get that hip movement or pelvis movement, they the horse will do that for them. They get the rotational, the forward, backward, and the side to side when they ride. So there's some great benefits physically for the
body. Wow, that's amazing. So yeah. It's almost like they're kind of training the person in
exactly.
a sense.
Exactly, yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So how many clients are you currently working it with? Do you even know offhand?
Well, we have about 25 to 30. So we're currently on winter break, and we only run program April through November because of the weather. We don't have an indoor arena.
Right. You don't want to freeze to death.
Yeah, exactly.
The horses or the people.
Yeah, and the wind we've been having, and so the horses get a little crazy in the wind. So we wait for summertime.
Okay, very cool. Yeah. So 25 to 30, is that kind of like standard? Like that's, you kind of want to keep it at that number because you don't want to get too crazy?
Right now, eventually we would like to grow. And I do have another instructor coming back who's going to help because I was the only instructor. So,
oh man, yeah, it's going to be, that's a workload for you.
It is. Yeah. And so with that, and then hopefully we can find a place where we can keep our horses because we trailer right now. So once we do that and we're settled, then we'll be able to get more horses and take on more riders and continue to grow.
Cool. Is there a certain, I guess, a timetable? We want to get a certain number of clients, maybe even a certain number of horses to have?
Yeah, our goal is 8 to 12 horses.
Okay.
That would be my dream, is to have, because then we can have like the mini horses and do groundwork with them. And it's nice to have a range of horses, some who are wider and some who are smaller, taller, because some riders need assistance. And if you have too tall of a horse, it's kind of hard for a volunteer to help them out.
Right. And then, God, it'd be intimidating, too, if
yeah.
you're so high, far high
mm-hmm.
off the ground.
It is,
you know,
yeah.
You're getting your head about it.
Yeah.
So 8 to 12. Is there like, do you want to have that many, that number by a certain point, like within a year or 2 years?
Our goal is a year. Yeah.
A year.
We've
okay.
been working on some things behind the scenes, so hopefully they'll start to fall into place.
Cool. And you say you're looking for a place to kind of house these horses.
Yeah.
So if anybody's listening and they have some sort of space, stable,
yeah.
what have you, they should definitely reach out, right?
Exactly that. That's our goal is we would love an indoor arena so we can program year-round. It is hard for the riders to take that long off.
Right.
So we would like something where we can continue to grow and do that throughout the year.
Okay. So an indoor arena. All right. We'll keep that in mind. And you say you have some fundraising opportunities and events coming up?
We do. Yeah. So we are actually doing a yard and tack sale. That will be April 6th on a Saturday at 8 a.m. And I'll be at Horseman's Park.
Okay.
So we have a lot of stuff right now. We are looking for donations. If when the springtime, people are cleaning out, if they want to donate items to us, and then we'll do a big sale. And all those proceeds will go to our programming
okay.
that is coming up. And then we also have another fundraiser, which is all online. So it's called Pony Up. And we've done this a few times in the past.
Oh, cool.
And so how it works is each rider, a volunteer, maybe our board members and our horses will have a link, and then they can go to our website or on our Facebook page and donate directly to that. And that is kind of what we're talking about, the upkeep of the horses and all of that. That will...
So are the people donating kind of specific horses,
yeah.
specific riders?
Yeah,
and stuff?
Each horse will have a... link. So,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
that's a clever idea. So, gonna kick off.
That will actually kick off March 1st.
Oh, so Friday. Okay. Well, yeah. Technically, this is airing on Sunday.
Okay.
So I guess this past March 1st.
Yep. Exactly.
Whatever.
Yeah.
People know I record this. So it's okay. Now that it's live.
Yeah.
As we speak.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's live.
Yep.
People can go take advantage. Where should they go?
They should go to our website, which is adaptiveriding.org, or they can find us at Center for Adaptive Riding on Facebook, and our link will be on there as well.
Okay. Very cool.
Yeah. And that'll actually go through April 14th. So we're doing it now until lessons start. So.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then, yeah, that's a big swath of time.
Yeah.
People have plenty of time to donate to the horse of their choice.
Yeah. That's our goal is $10,000. So we'll see if we can get there.
I think we can get you there. Yeah. That is the whole point of you having on the show. As far as getting clients are concerned, if there are people out there listening who maybe have a disability, know somebody with a disability that might be into this, can they contact with you at the very least, maybe get on a waiting list or something?
Yeah, absolutely. That is a great question. And when we get closer, I can see if we do have any openings, and we do continue to have a wait list. So the best place is to visit our website. We have an application that we require with a physician's form. So if they visit adaptiveriding.org, they can find more information and our application process.
Okay, cool. And you're going to get, so you have another instructor that you're going to get back,
correct,
right?
Yeah.
Are you in the lookout for any other ones or?
I am, okay. Yeah. We are always looking for more.
Okay. More of everything.
Yeah. So something I haven't mentioned is we are PATH International Premier Accredited Center. So that is something we really pride ourselves on, is following those higher standards and continuing with that. So we're looking for PATH certified instructors.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Well, people who would know if they are one of those.
Yeah, exactly.
So they can reach out to you. Very cool. So what's the website again, just to get into people's heads?
Adaptiveriding.org.
Okay, very cool. Is there anything else we haven't touched on you'd like to get out to the world?
No, I think that is it.
I feel like we've covered every.
Yeah, we good.
Yeah, I know. We want to be as thorough as possible.
Yeah.
Nikki Avera from Center for Adaptive Riding. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.